Ever since I was a child, I've never felt like particularly connected to my Tamil Indian heritage. And like, believe me, I've really tried. Some of my earliest memories are writing Tamil in this little workbook with my mother looking over my shoulder. I'd familiarize myself with the curves of the uyir erthugal, always getting stuck on this one letter that looked like a jalebi to me, which, if you don't know, jalebi is like this really round Indian sweet. I could just never get that letter right. Those memories feel so out of reach now. I suppose there were precipitating factors as to why I never learned Tamil fully. I never went to Tamil school. I attended a slokam class at our local temple for a bit, but our Hindu prayers and scripts are written in Sanskrit, which I obviously cannot read, and they were taught to us in English, so even less connection to my Tamil language and heritage there. I tried to attend a Carnatic singing class, but ultimately found that soccer, which clashed with the singing class days on Sunday, was my true calling. I don't play soccer anymore. I think I started losing my language first when I started going to kindergarten here in Melbourne. I had no incentive to speak Tamil at kindergarten. Everyone spoke English, and my parents spoke fluent English at home too. By the time I was in year three, I had lost most of my Tamil language skills. I could barely speak Tamil at all. My sentences were, and still are to this day, fragmented and rudimentary. I'm lucky that my grandmother can speak English well, having a history as a lecturer at university. And she praises my Tamil over the phone despite me making very horrible attempts at speaking it to her. But my grandfather and my grandparents on my father's side, they barely understand me. I never fully learned to write too, despite my mother's early efforts. And I don't really know why. One day, I just stopped learning. To this day, I can still only write those uyir erthugal, similar to like vowels in the English language, and only in alphabetical order, the way it was taught to me in that little workbook. Did you know that uyir in Tamil means life? My mother used to tell me that these letters in the Tamil alphabet breathed life into the other letters. The way our alphabet works is that we have like these vowel letters, we have consonant letters, and then we have over like 200 combination letters made from every vowel connected to every consonant. So maybe that was a part of why I stopped learning to write, because our alphabet is so ridiculously long. And then reading. I'm sure you've guessed the pattern now. Somewhere along the way, I just gave up. Until about a year ago, it was those trusty vowels that I could read, and literally nothing else. That was everything I had. And somehow it just never occurred to me that I should go learn my language beyond what I had learned at that age of 3 years old. That was until last December, when I visited India again for the first time in 6 years. There was this odd sort of longing I experienced when I returned to my home state of Tamil Nadu. I've actually lived in Melbourne since the age of 2.5, and I was born in Thailand. I lived in South Africa for like 6 or 8 months. So I've actually never really lived in India, and I've never had any memory of India being home to me. Yet, the green rollicking hills, the humidity, the sweet stray dogs. When I returned to Tamil Nadu, I did feel this sense of longing for something I never had, but deep down had always wanted. And it was there in Tamil Nadu that something strange happened. We were only there for 2 to 3 weeks in total, because we were going sightseeing in North India for the other half of the trip, which was amazing, by the way. Loved everywhere we went to in North India. But in Tamil Nadu, those 2 weeks I was there, I felt this newfound sense of determination. I really wanted to read Tamil. So it started when I was sitting in a bank in Madurai. There were signs everywhere, obviously, because it's a bank, conveniently in both Tamil and English. So I could only read the vowels of the signs because that's all I had learned, but because I knew in English and approximately in Tamil from my like spoken and listening knowledge of what the word should be, I started sussing out what each letter probably was. And then I'd pester my mom beside me to check if my guesses were right, and they were 100% wrong, because signs in a bank are obviously written in more grammatically correct and proper Tamil, which I had no exposure to, because my Tamil is an eclectic mashup of like Hollywood movies, of like songs, of reality TV, and of what my parents speak. I've never learnt Tamil from a textbook, so I didn't know how to read the textbook Tamil to begin with. But it was a start. Slowly, more and more letters became familiar to me, just from using the signs on the road, the subtitles on television, and newspapers. I went from haltingly reading letters, then to words, and then very, very slowly, sentences. By the end of the 2 weeks, I could approximately read every single letter in the Tamil alphabet. 2 weeks, that's all it took. I had spent 16 whole years of my life evading a learning process that took me 2 weeks in total. But strangely enough, I'm grateful that I waited this long. I do regret all the years of my life I could have spent immersing myself in books and poetry and movies that were in my language that could have revealed a whole new aspect of my heritage to me. And still, any formal Tamil is unintelligible to me when I can read it. Like, I can read it, but I can't understand it because the grammar is something I'm not familiar with. Despite it all, I think it's worth it. I can now say proudly that I taught myself to read Tamil out of my own determination and drive. It was never forced upon me, and it was something I truly and authentically wanted to do myself. And I can understand now that it's never too late to connect with your culture, to immerse yourself in your language. You can never really lose what it has been inside of you all along, after all. And I think back to those Uyirathakal, the ones that started this journey in this first place. These letters don't only breathe life into the rest of the Tamil alphabet, but ultimately they breathe life back into my journey of cultural reconnection.